FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, PA.
And I made it on time.
That's Amaya, I'm Jessica, and this is Y2K iPod Nano. Now, starting off this week, we received the very sad news that Glee will be leaving Netflix. So we're kicking off this episode with the Glee cast version, aka Melissa Benoist and Alex Newell, doing Blow Me One Last Kiss. That was Blow Me One Last Kiss, Glee cast version, arguably one of the best songs on Glee.
And this song also made me just learn that Melissa, how does she say it?
Benoist.
Benoist was on Glee.
Fun fact, everybody.
Okay, now, oh, Here We Go Again by Demi Lovato.
That was Here We Go Again by Demi Lovato.
I really always feel that song in my chest. It's a really intense one.
Next up is Sneaker Night by Vanessa Hudgens.
We've been waiting for this one.
Now, everybody in about our age group and a little bit up is going to know this. If you don't know it, please look it up. Please watch the YouTube video. Please learn the dance and then send it to us. Thank you. This is Sneaker Night.
gonna do is dance. Yeah, that's right, it's sneaker night. Basically, what we're gonna do is dance. Basically, what we're gonna do is dance. Basically, what we're gonna do is dance. It will come easily when we hear the beat. Basically, what we're gonna do is dance. Basically, what we're gonna do is dance. Don't you even worry about it.
That was Sneaker Night by Vanessa Hudgens.
And we were saying that that song has a little bit of a spooky sound to it, which wasn't intentional, but, you know, really fitting as we approach Halloween.
Little minor key going on there.
Okay, we're getting technical.
Yeah. Next up is Seven Things by Miley Cyrus.
Honestly, this album cover would be a really good Halloween costume.
It really would be.
Yeah. Ooh, putting that on my list.
So scared when I think about the previous relationship we shared. It was awesome, but we lost it. It's not possible for me not to care. And now we're standing in the rain, but nothing's ever gonna change until you hear, my dear. The seven things I hate about you. Be clear. Oh, I'm not coming back. You're taking seven steps here. The seven things I hate about you. You're a man, you're a game, you're insecure. You love me, you like her. You made me laugh, you made me cry. I don't know which side to buy. Your friends are jerks when you act like them. Just know it hurts. I wanna be with the one I know. Love you. And compared to all the great things that would take too long to write, I probably should mention the seven that I like. The seven things I like about you. Your hair, your eyes.
That was Seven Things by Miley Cyrus.
So this song to me is like one of the perfect examples of a very specific genre of songs that I will be calling toxic relationships that you want to be in. Another song that really falls into this category is That's the Way I Loved You by Taylor Swift. You all know what I'm talking about, and I am going to be making a playlist.
Also, this song is 3 minutes and 33 seconds long. If anybody needs this, the 333 angel number indicates that despite your fears, anxieties, mislaid plans, or wrong turns, you're on the right path. The universe is urging you to keep going.
That lovely. Lovely.
Thank you. Next up is Burn It Up by the Jonas Brothers.
Let's go.
That was Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers.
We were admiring the album cover for this album. It's fantastic.
Very, very clever. It's like they're in a city and all the signs are the titles of the songs, which is brilliant.
And they're also wearing silly little outfits.
Silly little scarves. The silliest little scarves you've ever seen.
Okay, next up is the That's So Raven theme song. From songs from That's So Raven. That's the name of the album.
Yeah.
Sorry, that song is 51 seconds long and very hard to keep track of.
I'm so sorry. That was my fault because I was talking about my drama.
That was the That's So Raven theme song.
So you got a little preview of our next song.
Oh, it's Rockstar by Hannah Montana.
All right, that was Rockstar. And my good friend Jules Bernstein was listening, and she also said that it's a really good song. Shout out to Jules. We did disagree. This is one of my favorite Hannah songs, but Jules' favorite Hannah song is I Want to Know You.
That's so rude. This is one of my favorites. This was the first song that I ever learned how to play on guitar.
Wow. Honestly, so this shout out has turned into us calling Jules out
for
disrespect.
Jules.
But it's our show.
We can do whatever we want.
All right. Next up is Jessica's pick, Drama Queen, parentheses, That Girl, original version by Lindsay Lohan from Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Was gonna live her dreams, that what went down was gonna come around. believe in yourself.
All right, that was Drama Queen by Lindsay Lohan. Next up, we have probably one of my favorite Sharpay Evans performances. It really fits with our kind of girl bossy pop punk princess theme of the night. We have You Are the Music in Me by Sharpay Evans.
That was You Are the Music in Me by Sharpay Evans, a.k.a. Ashley Tisdale.
Jules brought to our attention that apparently Ashley Tisdale or Sharpay Evans is wearing a tail in this performance of the movie. And Jules says it is a tail because it is attached to her behind. This is disturbing news for us.
We can't really cope, so we're going to play the next song, All I Want Is Everything, by the Victorious cast.
Now, this song is quite short. It's just 3 minutes and 2 seconds. It's short because this is the episode where the cast goes to Yerba on vacation, and this is a song that they perform for the Chancellor of Yerba, and Tori kicks her heel into the eye of the Chancellor on porpoise. Here we go.
Get out of here. We're so anonymous, but it's all coming clear. We're headed
Everything. Oh, sorry. Okay, I thought the mic was on.
Nope.
Oh, that was All I Want Is Everything by the Victorious cast. Jules shared with us that she thought the Chancellor of Yerba was Fidel Castro, even though Yerba is clearly like a Middle East, like Caucasus country. I think that this is really interesting. I would love to unpack this episode more. Maybe we could dedicate like a whole hour of airtime to it.
Maybe I should do a thesis on it.
Honestly, it's so interesting. Honestly, you could analyze it like in conjunction with Sacha Baron Cohen's Borat.
Absolutely.
It's really similar themes.
All right. Nobody steal that idea. It's ours now.
Yeah, how can we edit that out of the episode?
Anyway, next up is Leave It All to Me, the theme from iCarly by Miranda Cosgrove, featuring Drake Bell, but we're going to ignore that part.
His name is Drake Campana now.
Oh, right. Right. Sorry.
I will miss.
That was Leave It All to Me, the theme from iCarly by Miranda Cosgrove, and nobody else?
No one else. So next up is the Cheer Girls. I wanted to be them so badly as a kid, and then me and my sister and our best friend said that we were going to form a band, and none of us knew how to play a single instrument, but we would have band practice in Sarah's garage, and we were also called the Cheer Girls.
Copyright infringement, me thing.
Oh, absolutely. If the FCC is listening, you didn't hear that. Here we go with Fuego.
That was Fuego by the Cheetah Girls. Next up is one of the best songs from Camp Rock, the Mean Girl song.
And we all hated this character, but this song goes so hard and their routine is so cute. Come on.
This is Too Cool by Megan Martin.
Too cool for my dress. These shades don't leave my
That was Too Cool from Camp Rock.
Next up is Happy Together by Simple Plan. This is the version that plays in Freaky Friday. And fun fact, this was also what I thought Happy Together was. I thought this was the original until, like, high school.
Sorry to dads everywhere.
Okay, it's saying that we can't play the current song, so actually, dads, you get your revenge, and we're just going to
play
original.
Oh, play the Weezer version.
Just kidding, we're playing the Weezer version.
Because I'm annoying.
Imagine me and you, I do, I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
All right, that was Happy Together by Weezer, not Simple Plan, not the Turtles.
And not Gerard Way. I just learned that there is a Gerard Way cover of it featuring Ray Toro. I would really like to hear it. Maybe on the way home, we can listen to it.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to close out with Toxic by Britney Spears, because why not?
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do it again.
Sorry about that. That was autoplay. That's it for tonight, folks. Thanks for listening.
Just turn the mic.